This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
Oh, it's Falcons, Broncos. Now, the Broncos, guys, when you look at their season and you look at where they currently are, it's still Kansas City's division. The AFC West, they've owned it, they'll continue to, and they'll win it again this year. But the fact that the Broncos, Mike, are progressing and look like a team that's on the come, they've been in every game. Some people say they should have won last week against Kansas City. I'm curious to know what we need to do from a strategy standpoint, Mike, whether it's offensively or defensively, to get after these guys. And we asked Coach Raheem Morris about Bo Nix. That's got to be one of the keys. Here's what he said.
That's clearly the thing that jumps off tape to you. You know, his ability to scramble and run the football. Like, I always knew he could move around the pocket and do different things, but him running away from people this year has been really impressive. And, like, he's done a nice job of that. You know, Sean does a great job of getting his quarterbacks easy completions, and he's giving them reads that he can absolutely handle. And when it's not there, when it breaks down, he's been able to run away from a lot of good defenses. So we got to go out there and contain this guy and keep him in the pocket. And you got to tackle him when we have opportunities. He's got some big-time runs. What, is he second in the league in rushing from quarterback standpoint?
Yeah. Actually comes out top five because you got the usual suspects. Obviously, Lamar Jackson's just blowing everybody away. Jaden Daniels, before he got benched for Russell Wilson, Justin Fields is up there. But anyway, but Bo Nix has got nearly 300 yards of rushing.
You're not going to spy this, are you?
No. No, I don't think. I think, you know, fans always say it, and teams are just, in the NFL, just rarely do it, if ever. And believe me, this guy's better than Bo Nix, who don't get spied.
I agree. I totally agree. This is simply play your responsibilities, and if he breaks contain or whatever, everybody's got to run the football. I mean, bottom line. I mean, I agree with you on that. I don't think you know, Troy Anderson is not going to be sitting there watching Bo all day, and when he breaks out, because you're afraid he's going to pick up 10 yards.
You know, we talk about that's another thing. I don't want to make it like I'm cherry-picking on DeAndre Hunter. Troy Anderson, he's going to stay healthy? You know, this was a big second-round pick, and big names were passed over for Troy Anderson, who just can't seem to stay healthy. And I'm not being mean-spirited. That's just a fact. Broncos, on the flip side, on the defensive side, you brought this up to start the show. They don't let you run on them. They are top 10 in run defense. They're allowing just 103 yards per game. So they're going to try to take away Bijan and Tyler.
They want this game to be on Kirk Cousins' shoulders. And not that they don't feel like that is a risk. But, Mike, I think this is making any team one-dimensional, right? And we've said that. Now, we know Kirk could throw for 500 yards. We've seen him do that. But that's exactly right. That's what they're going to try to do. This is a top-five defense across the board, not just in one category, of almost damn near every category. So that is a surprising thing, I think, for a lot of people who look at the Broncos. That's how they're staying in these games, and they're keeping it close. And if you let them stick around, Mike, all of a sudden, this is when Nix makes a play, and then you find yourself down.
Right. I mean, it's impressive. You know, I know that other than, you know, maybe Bo Nix, or you watch him on the Sunday Ticket or Red Zone or whatever, but yeah, you just touched on it. Just top 10 passing defense, giving up less than, 193 yards per game in the passing game. So they're giving up just over 100 in the rush, and so basically they're averaging teams to just, you're lucky if you get over 300 yards against these guys in total offense.
If you don't score 20 or more, and if you don't get 300 yards, you are playing into their hands, and then you start getting desperate. Guess what you do? You go for it on fourth down. They're great at stopping teams.
Losers.
We'll see, Coach. We'll see. It's Dukes and Bell. We have a lot more to get to.
Coming up in 3 minutes.
These two players need to bounce back and have bounce back games for the Falcons. We're going to tell you who they are. Mike, Are there too many distractions off the field right now for UGA as to what's going on, where they are, and the focus and where it needs to be?
Well, if you talk to some of the folks that get on social media and some of the chat rooms, every Georgia fan has a theory on what's up with Carson Beck and why he's gone backwards, throwing the football and coughing up too many turnovers. I don't know. The off-the-field stuff, I mean, Kirby runs – he runs his program how he runs his program. Just do your job. I just think it goes back to the depth and some of the injuries and just, you know, not having the kind of, you know, the depth, which maybe they would have had, you know, the next man up would have been a lot better than the next man up that has been in the offensive line, who they've rotated. Like, you know me, I'm lukewarm on Bobo. I was when they hired him. So it just, things are just so different than they were for the championship. I mean, no blank Sherlock. It's just so different than they were in 21 and 22.
So I know everybody's worried about how fast they play in Tennessee and Heupel's offense. Don't get it twisted. They've got one of the best running backs, not only in the SEC, but around the country. And Kirby was talking about Dylan Sampson. Mike, this kid's got 1,129 yards, 20 touchdowns. Now, the kid I told you guys about, Gentry, for Boise State, has 23 touchdowns. He leads the country in rushing at 1,700 yards already. But Sampson has been eating it up. Listen to Kirby talk about their run game.
He is an elite runner. The runs they run are sometimes non-traditional. They run some runs that other people don't run because of the space in the box. He's very patient. He hits small creases. He's hard to tackle. I mean, you don't put up how many touchdowns he's got in the SEC, 20-something? I mean, that's crazy in the SEC. The SEC is the hardest league in the world to run the ball in because they got the most size defense alignment. And he continues to do it at a crazy pace to me. So, what year is he, by the way? Yeah, I mean, he's as good. I mean, it seems like he's been there for a while, and I know where he's from in Louisiana. They do nothing but have great backs from there. He reminds me so much his run skill set of Kamara, of Alvin. He's very smooth and elusive.
So, getting back to the linebackers and how the linebackers struggled in pass coverage in other areas against Ole Miss, does Vegas know something we don't know? Because I'm looking at the line, it opened initially because it was Ia Maleva had the concussion.
Right.
That was the thought. And then it went down to like 6. And now it's creeped back up to 10.5. So does Vegas think that Nico's not going to play?
No. I think they need to get more people believing after Georgia's loss that Georgia is still as good as they think. Mm. And they need to even this money out. I also think there are a lot of people who have circled this game and thought that if Nico was healthy, that this was going to be Tennessee giving them a hard time, regardless of it being in Athens. I think he's playing, by the way, Ia Maleva. I think he's playing, and I think that it could be the difference in the game because of listen, Tennessee loses. They're in the same boat Georgia is in. And now, again, you get back to like opponents and all the things that we've been talking about. They need to win as much as Georgia does. I mean, these are elimination games, guys. This is where we're at in the season right now with the 12-team playoff. And you know Georgia where they were. We talked about it all day yesterday with the rankings. So, I mean, Tennessee, you're going to drop, what are they, eighth? What are they, eighth or something like that? Mike, they would drop out, I think, as far as the top 12 teams as well. They'd be right on the cusp there waiting to see who lost maybe down the road in the Big Ten or the, not just the ACC, but the Big 12 as well.
The passing yards, you know, like we said, after the NC State game, it looked like this kid was going to be the next big thing. And then there was kind of like whether teams got used to him or the confidence thing, kind of Heupel dialed it back as far as how much they were throwing in part of the season. But, yeah, this is the big test. And this is the ultimate test for Tennessee. If Heupel right now does have the advantage.
He does.
But if Tennessee loses to Georgia, as I tried to explain to one Tennessee fan who wasn't much for book learning, if you have the same record, then it comes down to head-to-head. And Georgia, you know, it would have the advantage for the same record of the victory. So that would put Georgia ahead of Tennessee for the SEC championship game rankings and, of course, for the college football playoff.
What I'm telling you is they got to stop the run this weekend. Like, more than they've had to. You thought that might be an issue with Ole Miss. I think it's even a bigger issue with Tennessee. Mike, we do have Thursday Night Football tonight. I think it's a good one. Commanders, Eagles, which way are you leaning, man?
Yeah, man. I mean, Jaden Daniels and company, smart, and after a tough loss, and a lot of folks felt that they still, if they don't, mark the, who was it that got nailed down? It was, not Goddard, he plays for the Eagles. Who was the tight end that came up short?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Yeah, it was Ertz. It was Ertz who came up right there at the line and didn't get that fourth down conversion. Either way, they're an offensive team that really moves. Dan Quinn says there's still things that offense they can. They haven't put the whole playbook in yet, so that's kind of interesting. Maybe they'll pull some stuff out. Short work week, so everybody's banged up. The injury list is big on both sides. But Philly seems like they've corrected things, haven't they?
They do look that way. They are a 4-point favorite tonight at home against the Commanders. I do think it'll be an entertaining game.
Since Jaden Daniels in Philly, I'm going to lean Eagles.
Yeah, me too. Don't know about the cover. Again, to your point about the three games last week, they lost by one to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So it could be a close game, and they could still be in it. So these two players, guys, need bounce-back games for our Falcons. Drake London, Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts, Mike. We went from he's involved, he's making plays, to, again, now is he absent and what's going on? We know Drake has been dealing with the hip thing, but he was out there last week. And he looked healthy to me, by the way. He made some catches. But I need big bounce-back games from them.
Yeah, Drake right now is on pace for just under 900 yards, three touchdowns he's got right now. But the Saints game, he had four receptions, including that big one, the 23, where he laid out, made a beautiful catch. So six targets, that sound about right for your tight end? Even though we expect him to be more, you know, I just thought that, especially after the Dallas game, which is kind of curious, just one target that Cowboy win.
You know what I'm realizing now, and I'm not going to say that this is intentional by Kirk Cousins or even the play calling, but Mike, Darnell Mooney has cut into Kyle Pitts' targets.
And even Ray to an extent.
Correct. And here's the other part of that. Mooney's making plays. What's up, Darnell? He's making plays. Ray is catching the ball and making plays. I'm not saying I would want them to be targeted less to see more Pitts. I just need Pitts to make the plays when he's called upon. But, you know, that's where we're at now. We've seen enough of this offense to say those guys are cutting in to the amount of targets. And think about this. Third down last week, there was a couple plays. Kirk Cousins needed it. He was throwing to Darnell Mooney.
Yeah, and like two touchdowns in that Tampa game, including the one that was the whoopsie that they got the call on right at the pylon. I don't think if you guys felt early in the year were, oh, you guys are too mean about Kyle Pitts. Mm. I don't think Kyle Pitts has shut the critics up this year, if I'm honest. He's given you like the whet the appetite. You see how brilliant he can be, how dynamic he can be, you know, in this, you know, seam routes in the middle of the field, being that the guy we think he could be. But I don't think by any stretch he's gotten people off his back if you don't believe in the Kyle Pitts and the pick at four.
485, Mike, three touchdowns. That enough right now?
No.
I agree with you.
No, we're talking about 6 to 8 touchdowns this year for this dude. Being a red zone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.